So yesterday we announced a big, huge, massive lineup for our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas going on this September.
Yes.
And here in town to talk about it, one of the featured stars is Pink.
Yay!
She's here. She brought her baby. She brought her husband.
I'm so excited.
We'll bring her in. Where is she? Hello,
Pink!
Lady.
Pink!
Lady. We're in a soundproof room, by the way.
She can't hear us.
Everyone's ignoring us. Here she comes, and there's Pink!
Yay!
There she is.
All right, hi.
We're already on. Where have you been? We've been interviewing you already.
You've said great things in this interview.
Oh, great.
We're filling in the blanks.
I was over there with my boobs out.
I saw that.
I heard that. You were breastfeeding in the studio?
On the phone with Seacrest.
You know what I don't get? Like, I breastfed my kid too, but once they get teeth, it's like, you know, she's one. She's got teeth. Doesn't
she's
it hurt?
Got six teeth. She's not a biter.
No?
Not yet.
Really?
Okay, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's so many jokes here, but I'm going to leave.
I know.
I'm going to leave them all alone.
So
we're talking about an innocent little child. Pink, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. You look fantastic.
You. Yeah, you do.
It's the makeup artist.
So you're screwing the makeup artist. Huh? That's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, yesterday morning we announced the lineup for the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yes.
And you're just stinking it all up and down the list. Look at you. Along with...
I know, it's fun.
With Rihanna and Green Day and...
Usher.
Mary J. Blige will be there. Everyone. It's
no
be-
doubt for the first time in like years.
No doubt. Some country acts too. Which
Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Bon Jovi.
With an album coming out about the same time in September.
Yes.
The Truth About Love.
That's
comes
right.
out the 18th.
That's right.
Your sixth album. Studio album.
Sixth, yes. Aside from the greatest hits. I know, it's crazy sauce.
I feel like we grew up with Pink because we followed her from the beginning,
I know.
We all grew up together.
I've been here for 10 years.
Yeah. I love how I'm saying I grew up with her and I'm old enough to be her father.
Well, now I've been listening to you since I was like 5 and she's a teenager. I'm like, ouch.
Oh, gosh.
But now I get, my mom loves you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ask the question. Don't take this wrong, but are you maturing gracefully? Are you happy with where you are
at your age?
Absolutely. You're not one of those people who freaks out?
I didn't miss out on any table dancing. I've done it. I'm good.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I agree. I was the same way, Pink. I had my fake ID when I was 14. I front-loaded all the fun.
Oh, yeah. I got it out of the way. Yeah. I still got it. I still, you know.
I still see you table dancing. Yeah, why not?
Usually barefoot now.
Giving shots out
in
of the bar.
In my PJs.
Exactly.
Listening to the Backyardigans.
You look like you're in...
I love the Backyardigans.
Oh my God, you're talking about the Backyardigans.
And Dora the Explorer.
I know.
You look fantastic,
Ramanos.
Though. You're not wearing mom jeans. You're not driving a van or anything like that.
But right. Carrie dressed Willow this morning. She looks like Richard Simmons.
Okay, let's go to breastfeeding for just a moment.
Okay.
Because I haven't since I was much younger. Now, how much suction do you have to put into that for milk to come out? I mean, is it a lot? I mean, do you feel like...
I'm really not sure. It must sort of be like a Slurpee, I imagine.
Yeah.
Really?
When you first started, though, was it like a piranha was attached to you? Because that's how I felt. I would be screaming in agony.
I was in such a fog, I don't even know.
Really? Yeah.
Like, there was this alien, 9-pound alien sitting... Within an hour of after her birth, she found boob on her own.
Wow. Right.
She's a hungry little girl.
Good girl.
Yeah.
All right, so, and I love how you're on the road doing your thing and the family's with you.
Always.
Is that something you insist?
Yeah.
I insist you come with me.
I can't go more than 4 hours without her.
Aww. Yeah.
I'm really needy.
Do you feel like there's a closer bond with your husband after you had the baby?
Oh, some days.
Well, I saw an interview. You said you guys get into really passionate fights. What
we
was the
do.
Most harmful thing you've ever done? Have you thrown something into his head?
Not in a while.
No.
We fight nice these days.
Because you seem like you're so super tough. And I can
used
imagine
to be. I'm so not.
You softened up?
I had 13 stitches in my hand from trying to slash his tires, and I learned from that.
Okay, let's back up for just a minute.
Okay,
So that one backfired on you. You went to slash his tires, but you got stitches.
I got through the first tire. The second one was where I lost steam, and I hit the metal part instead of the rubber.
Hold on, Pink. Isn't one tire enough?
My gosh.
Not for the raised F-250. You gotta get both
tires. Wait a minute. What did he do to make you want to slash
Seriously?
His tires?
Yeah, that must have been awful.
It was a long story. We went upstairs to my bedroom to have a quickie, and I left a cigarette and an oven mitt, and it set the bedroom on fire, and then
what?
I got mad.
Wait,
so
oh my God.
You got mad at him, and so you found your switchblade and just...
I got... It's just so R-rated. I can't even keep going.
This is such a trailer park story. I love this.
We got in a huge fight about something that happened while upstairs.
So it wasn't even about the bedroom going on fire?
And then he was trying to leave, and I didn't want him driving drunk. So the bottom line is that I was trying to save his life.
You did the right thing.
Okay,
let's talk for a second about passion.
Moly.
See, wouldn't you rather be? I would rather be in the relationship I'm in now, where there's a lot of skirmish activity. There's a lot of You get it out.
Yeah.
You let them know. It's like, it's an art. It's yes. an art to communication yes. rather yes. than just keeping everything hidden
silent
inside.
Silent corners, that's where it's bad. That's where the red flag goes up. When you right. retreat to your silent corners and you don't fight anymore, that's bad.
When you got to the hospital, what did you tell the people there that you did?
Chopping ice.
Oh, is that oh. what it was?
Chopping
see,
ice.
See, good excuse.
Yeah. But it was Thanksgiving, and I was so drunk. So I feel like that's a really good excuse.
Seriously, being inebriated really... It
helps. You don't need anesthesia.
It smooths out the edges.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's talk about the album. Because, right. you know, you really haven't... I haven't seen you do a lot of press about this album and what's on it.
Yeah, I haven't. This is the first day of it. I wrote about 40 songs, 14 of which are going on the record. And it's really fun. I think I realized listening to it the other day that there's maybe 2 slow songs.
Oh.
Out of the 14, and I dance every morning with Willow, and it's really weird dancing. It's like Lady Gaga when she gets excited. And
is it
rock
different
and roll.
Now that you're a mom, the writing, or no?
No, it's a lot of, I'm still exercising some demons.
Okay.
Well, of course, the first single is Blow Me One Last Kiss.
Yes.
And when I first heard the title, it brought back one of my favorite songs.
Baby, blow me a kiss as you leave.
You heard this?
No.
Blow me, whoa, a kiss right now.
Oh, I like it.
I really it gets better.
Can't remember anything as hard as this. So blow me.
Oh my God. Is this a real song?
Oh yeah, Blow Me a Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Some things in life are hard to swallow.
I guess she couldn't take it all, Dean.
She couldn't.
That is dirty.
No, not at all. So you're saying in your song Blow Me One Last Kiss, you never ever meant for there to be any double entendre in there at all?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Of course, the one last kiss
absolutely.
Is
I'm pretty sure he did too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Whoever that guy was.
Oh, it gets worse. I'll send you a copy of that.
Who is that?
That was Frank and Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know.
I might want to research music better before I write songs.
Yeah, they may come back and sue you. No, I think they're both dead. I think you're okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
I think you're all right. Of course, The Truth About Love is out September 18th.
That's
We're
right.
about to play Blow Me One Last Kiss for you in a second. And then in a few minutes, you're actually performing live?
I'm gonna.
Yay!
Really?
I'm gonna.
When's the last time you did something live in front of an audience?
About 2 years,
yeah?
I think. I don't even remember.
Wow.
Does barbecues count?
No. No, like with a microphone and a stage. Yeah. You know what, Pink? You seem so relaxed. You seem like you're just really kind of happy
Thank
with the world
you,
right
I'm
now.
I'm really happy.
Aw. Yeah. See, babies
I'm
do.
I'm going to cry.
You
Don't
always poo
cry.
Poo on babies, Elvis. You always say kids, kids. But you see, kids make you glowy and happy and yeah. put you in these great places.
But let's be honest. Wasn't there a time in your life when someone would ask you.
Before and a year ago, I would have been like, ugh, God,
kids?
Really?
No.
Are we talking about kids again?
So, I mean, for instance, Snooki is about to have a kid.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when she saw the ultrasound, instead of going, oh, and crying and being happy, she went, ew.
She
and
was grossed out.
She was grossed out.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, no, I guess
no,
not.
No, but my point is, once she has that kid, I think it probably just kind of throws you into this
Hopefully.
Gear. Yeah.
You hope. One would hope that you start opening up a little bit and start to realize that you're going to love this child.
I wish you were my mom.
She can adopt
I wish
you.
I were my mom.
Are you going to teach Willow curse words at some point?
I don't. I feel like that's already
yeah,
not intentionally.
Do you curse in front of her?
We're starting a jar.
Oh, okay.
Right. The tip jar? The curse jar?
When she listens to the songs, on the new songs, I'm like, ah! Just, she's like, what, Mom? I'm like, just that part was just really funny.
Wow, so you're being responsible. It's okay.
Well, they're all going to curse anyway. Every kid does.
Yeah.
Every kid does. My first word was interesting.
So now, you have one child now, more kids on the way? I mean, are you in love with having kids now?
Here we go.
Yeah, are you going to become a baby factory?
Yes.
You really?
Yep.
You're going to pump them out?
I'm going to breastfeed them all until prom.
No, don't be that lady with the 7-year-old.
I'm kidding.
And the 7-year-old comes over and like starts going to town.
I'm
going
to carry Willow to the prom in a baby Bjorn.
Let's remind everyone, not till September do we get the new album, The Truth About Love.
Yep.
We're going to play Blow Me One Last Kiss right now. And then, like I said, coming up and after that, after a break, we have Pink live. And we
Yay.
Can't wait until the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Me too.
Last year, our first year, I'm telling you, it was...
It looked amazing. I saw it.
It wasn't even real.
It looked amazing.
We were all there just thinking, really?
Yeah. There's so many great, 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 great artists all in one bill. It's so fun.
And it was
so fun for us because we never get to see other artists that we love. So everyone shows up early.
September 21st and 22nd. Or are you on the first night or the second night? Do you know yet?
I'm on the Saturday.
Excellent. That's all the right. night. Yeah, that's the night. We're backstage. We have all the party favors awesome. Backstage. It'll be great. Is Willow coming to the show, or of can course. Willow stay with the center that night? Come on.
Depends on what time I go on. If all it's right. before 7:30, she'll be with me.
We'll be doing the whole thing live backstage, and we can't wait to see you there. Yay. But let's do this now. This is Blow Me One Last Kiss. It's Pink.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. Clench your jaw. I've got another headache again tonight. Eyes on fire, and they burn from all the tears. I've been crying, I've been dying over you. Tie a knot in the rope, trying to hold, but there's nothing to grab, so I let go.
One last kiss. That is Pink. Pink, excellent. Now, live, we take you to the other studio in just a few seconds, into the Elvis Duran Performing Arts Center.
that's what we're calling that room?
Yeah, we're calling that room.
And I have to say, if you haven't heard Pink perform live, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Mind blowing.
Pressure.
I'm not just kissing your ass. You're phenomenal.
You.
Yeah, you better this up.
Challenge.
Can I say that?
No.
We're on the radio.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, you better not mess this up. The pressure's on. Pink is coming up next.